When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
It is now the People's Court on KWB. We will need three jurors to hear this case. Let's welcome the plaintiff. I'm Judge Dave, by the way, presiding over the courtroom this morning. Let's welcome the plaintiff. Plaintiff Fallon Bonsett. Please, Fallon, state your case to the court.
So last night, Jenny and I, we had an event at Mall of America. We agreed to meet in advance to get some food before the event. So we stopped at a restaurant and I said, hey, I'm going to get some wings, like as an appetizer. Would you want some? And she said, sure, I'll have a couple. But Jenny doesn't eat a lot, so that's fine. So we only ate a few because our entree actually came faster than we expected. So we started diving into our entrees. When it was finished, we took the checks, and I, of course, said I'll get the appetizer because I paid for, or because I had asked, you know, her to join in. But when the waitress came over and said, do you guys need any boxes for anything? Jenny said, yes. And without asking, she put the leftover wings in her to-go box. And I didn't say anything because I didn't really need them or want them.
So your complaint is that Jenny should not have
just
taken
assumed
the... She could have at least asked.
Yes.
She just dove into the wings, took the wings, put them in a to-go box, put them over on her side of the table, and then left with the wings.
That is true.
Okay. It's important to, that she did leave with the wings because it's the world's most frustrating thing when you get a to-go box and you forget it and it's left at the table. Jenny, let me hear your side of the argument. As the defendant in this case, the case of... the hot wings.
Right. Everything that Fallon detailed, it's pretty accurate. There's just a few things that she left out.
Okay.
So first off, I did have a burger and I only ate half of my burger. So I had asked for a box according to the fact that I did need a box for my food. Mm-hmm. So as I'm boxing up my burger, I did put the extra wings into my box with my burger because Fallon did the thing where you have those little wet wipes, you know? She wiped off her hands. She put that stuff to the side and then she also pushed the wings to the side. So there
Wait, can I stop you right there? Yep. Is that true with the wet wipes, Fallon?
Just one.
Is it true or is it not?
It's true.
It's true. Okay. Quiet, please. Defendant, please continue.
Thank you. So because I do not waste food, I took those wings into my soul and I put them into the box and I brought them home with me.
Were you assuming, defendant, at the time that she was not interested in getting the wings?
Absolutely.
Or just leave them to die deserted on the plate?
Our very pleasant server asked us, do you need boxes for any of the stuff? And I said yes, and Fallon said no.
You said no? Okay, now I've really already decided in my mind here.
But this
so
is where, if I've paid for it, I would like to argue.
Okay, hold on. I've not called on you again, defendant.
Yeah.
Are you finished stating your case as the defendant?
I will just simply say, so that I look good in the eyes of the jurors, that it was very kind of Fallon to pay for the wings, but I don't waste food.
Okay, I don't like to waste food.
Right.
I am not a food thrower away. I will eat old food in the fridge, even if it's been like moldy and disgusting. Okay, not that bad. Okay, do you have a rebuttal to your defendant?
Yes. So my quick rebuttal is, she is correct. I'm not going to deny that I did not ask for a box. I did not need a box. I didn't want to take it to a bachelor event after, like Jenny did. But I do think it is interesting she didn't just say, hey, is it okay that I take these? Also, if you're going to take them, which ended up being the majority, why she wouldn't have offered to maybe toss in a couple of bones on
now,
a Venmo.
I need to hear three jurors right now, 651-989-KWB, a jury of your peers. So this means anybody who has ever eaten out before will understand this dilemma of taking food that maybe you did not pay for. Fallon paid for the wings, but at the same time, you could absolutely argue that they would have been abandoned and deserted and wasted on the table.
Exactly. Can I say one last thing?
Yes, you can, defendant.
Fallon brought up the fact that it was kind of just rude that you would just take them when the other person paid for them. Agreed with, like, acquaintances. But between Fallon and I, there are no niceties.
Oh, God.
We tell it like it is. So
no.
Guess what? I didn't simply say, oh, do you mind if I take these home? I just plopped them in my box and I took them.
Okay, let's decide this right now. I need three jurors right now. You, 651-989-KDWB. We'll get you on after we come back with a break and we will decide the verdict.
Okay.
What now? I will reach a settlement here because now you have to agree to abide by the settlement that I come up with. So in other words, if my settlement means, Jenny, you need to Venmo Fallon a couple of bucks for the wings, you have to agree to that. Okay. Fallon, if I tell you to agree, stop pouting and pot stirring over a couple of hot wings, you have to agree to that.
It was four, but okay.
Okay, four hot wings?
Yeah. That's okay. Why I didn't want them to go to waste.
Before
four,
I say
Dave.
Hot wings, what flavor
definitely
were they?
Definitely not hot. I don't do hot.
What kind of wings?
Like a barbecue.
Barbecue wings, okay. Mm-hmm. Did she take little tubs of sauce with a little plastic cap
yes,
and put them in there?
Yes, she actually did ask the server for one of those to put the sauce in.
Is that
true,
defendant?
I don't like my food to all mush together, and I also had a burger in there, so I was trying to keep it clean in my box.
You did have... You stop it. You did have a plastic cup full of sauce with a cap on it.
Yes.
Okay, you did. Okay. I've heard all I need to hear. I will offer guidance to the jurors. We'll get you on the phone. You're voting on People's Court. Case of the Barbecue Wings next on KDWB. It is time now to return to the courtroom on the People's Court. It is the defendant Fallon Bonsett versus,
Hi.
I'm sorry, the plaintiff Fallon Bonsett brings a case against Weather Girl Jenny. I will try to summarize it because the two of you can get kind of long-winded. Last night they went to dinner and Fallon ordered wings, paid for the wings. Jenny took the leftover wings home in her to-go box mm-hmm. without asking Fallon whether that was okay.
Yeah.
Jenny's argument is Fallon didn't want them. They would have gone to waste. And Fallon's argument is maybe I did. You never asked. You should have at least asked.
Maybe throw out a couple of bones my way if you're going to take all of them.
Okay. We are now looking for jurors. And let's meet our jury of three people on the phone right now, all the way from Litchfield, Minnesota, home of the Knights Inn and Litchfield Liquor. It's Debbie. Hi, Debbie. Ever been down that liquor store over there?
I have.
Hell yeah, Debbie.
Pretty nice. I got a cooler full of cold stuff in the back, right?
I've even stayed at Knights Inn. Yes, they do.
Debbie, you're getting around that town, girl. Love it.
Debbie, juror number one, please stay there. We'll be right back with more. Steve in Oakdale. Good morning, Steven.
Morning, Dave.
Steve, thanks for offering your service today
to your
peers, Fallon and Jenny, and we appreciate your time of service. And now let's meet our final juror from Lake Elmo, the deepest lake in the Twin Cities area. It is Terry. Hi, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Terry, thanks for being on. Thanks for serving. You ever served on a real jury before, Terry?
I have.
What was the case?
It was a basic brother fight.
Okay.
All right. Well,
similar
thanks,
to ours.
Thanks for bringing you. I'm going to name you foreperson of the jury, Terry, since you have so much experience. You've heard the case. Do you have any questions for any of the plaintiff or the defendant? Anybody at all, Terry or Steve or Debbie, if you don't have any questions, we'll move on to my directions to the jury.
Ready to move on.
Ready to move on, Steve? Terry, any questions?
Yeah. No questions.
Debbie, any questions from Litchfield?
No.
Okay.
Ooh, they've already made up their mind.
All right. Let's do our vote here in the case of the Battle of the Wings.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you vote for, Debbie? Are you voting in favor of the plaintiff, Fallon Bonsett, or the defendant, Jenny?
I am voting for Fallon.
Okay.
I think just before Jenny took the wings, she should have said, "Are you sure you don't want these?" That's what I would have done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that
but
is
you
one
sound
vote.
Like a respectable person.
Can we keep it down there from the courtroom?
We don't get a rebuttal.
No,
I don't get to say anything to Debbie?
No, there is no. You will have a victim impact statement later on.
Tina's restraining me in my studio.
Order,
sorry.
Please. Okay, Steve from Oakdale, are you voting for Fallon or the defendant, Jenny?
I am going with the defendant, Weather Girl Jenny.
Oh, yes.
Steve, I knew I could count on you.
Four person of the jury, Terry, it's all up to you. Terry, tell me, first of all, what did you think of this case before you tell us your decision?
Well, I think it's a little petty.
It's a little.
Absolutely.
No kidding.
Yep.
It's a little petty. Leave it up to Fallon to be petty in the courtroom.
Yeah.
It is a little petty. Who did you decide won?
Well, I think that Jenny won because Fallon basically just relinquished her rights to said chicken wings.
Okay.
That is what I was going to say, and I appreciate that. Jenny, you are the winner on this one, and I would say it'd be kind of like if Fallon leaves garbage out of the curb, and let's say she leaves a little, like, nightstand, and then Jenny comes by, picks up the nightstand, and then Fallon complains that she didn't come to the door and knock and ask if she could take the garbage nightstand. Jurors, I thank you for your service. Thank you so much, and thanks for being a big part of the community here.
Thank you, jurors.
On KWB. Thank you, jurors.
I'd like to only thank Debbie going forward. I'm really...
Fallon, I have your back.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you. You know, I was... Steven and Terry, how dare you?
Jenny, I'd have done the same thing.
Yeah, Steve, yeah. I knew you would have.
Steven, as soon as I heard you on the phone.
Especially Fallon pushed the wings to the side. That means she doesn't want them. She wiped her hands.
Exactly.
You know what?
Good to know you're cheap, Steven. You wouldn't toss a couple of dollars toward
it. I want to say thank you, Steven, for paying such close attention. Fallon did wipe her hands, therefore was done handling the wings. Jurors, you are dismissed. Have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Would you like to make a victim's impact statement, Jenny, as being the victim of Fallon's bullying and pettiness?
No, I just want to say that I was going to hire Tina as my lawyer because I felt like I needed someone with more experience than myself. And I know that Tina's been in the courtroom a few times, but she told me her hourly rate was like $1,000. And I was like, I can't afford you.
Wait, why now is she been in the courtroom multiple times?
You don't know everything about Tina. You would if you listened to Tulane for radio.
What is that? Wink. Why is she winking at me?
Just I'm curious, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, thank you so much. And there it is as your penalty. Jenny, you win. There is no penalty because basically I think it's a moral victory. Fallon doesn't need any money. God knows Fallon lives on a castle on a hill somewhere. Jenny doesn't need thank to you, Venmo you $3.18 for leftover wings.
God.
Okay. And case closed. Thank you so much.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.